But on the right side, I will never start with an EGFR inhibitor. While in Europe, and that's, we have translated that also in the ESMO guidelines, in Europe, we usually start, and that's what I often do also, on the left side with an EGFR antibody, especially if the goal is to control aggressive tumor biology, to control symptoms, or if we want to shrink that. Of course, in every patient, you have always to discuss this, and the skin toxicity may be an issue to the patients, but you have to explain it. And there are some patients who then choose not to do it. But I really do think that this influences, and that's what we have translated in the guidelines also.
So just to clarify, though, again, RAS wild type right side, do you end up using EGFR antibodies second or third line?
Yes, these data are only in first line, what I was saying. So the data and the different analysis on sidedness don't exclude the EGFR antibody in the right side, in a RAS wild type tumor, in second or third line. There we still do it, of course. There are no data that tell us that we should not do it. Yes, but I was speaking in the first line, there is this clear distinction.
And just to clarify about the left-sided tumors, first of all, in terms of the benefit, the over using an EGFR antibody over bevacizumab, to me, it looks like it's fairly modest. I see maybe hazard rates around 0.75 for progression-free survival, you know, kind of a modest but not huge benefit. Is that sort of globally the way you look at it, or do you think the benefit is greater?
The benefit is clearly there, but that's in, if you look at different trials in colorectal cancer in all different settings, if you see a benefit of a hazard ratio of 0.75 or 0.70, the way you look at it, it's modest, but it's a clear benefit that is there. And if you look at the strategy in these patients, starting first with an EGFR inhibitor on the left side, RAS wild type, and then later integrating bevacizumab versus the other sequence around on the left side, first bevacizumab and then an anti-EGFR antibody, the difference in survival, we are not speaking of 2-3 months, there is a bigger difference in survival.
So if you look at the progression-free survival, what I would call 2, which would be the time from the beginning of first-line therapy to the time of progression on second-line therapy, the two combined, is that greater if you start with EGFR antibody and then go to Bev?
That's correct. That is what is shown in the different studies. If you look into detail in the sidedness data, yes, that is shown. And that's why practice is completely shifting in my center, but also in most European countries. And that's why it's also implemented in ESMO guidelines in this situation.